You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet, where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're continuing on with the series, Are You a Practicing Communist? We're talking about the seventh plank to the Communist Manifesto, and how most people don't even know what that is. It's not your fault. Don't feel bad for that. The government has deceived you. But what's Scripture say about this? Let's take a look at Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8 through 24. Let's see how God handles this subject. It says, "And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then thou shalt cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, and in the Day of Atonement you shall make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof, and it shall be a jubilee unto you. And you shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you, and you shall not sow, neither reap which you groweth of itself in it, nor shall you gather the grapes in any of thy vine undressed. For it is the Jubilee, it shall be holy to you. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the land. In the year of this Jubilee you shall return every man unto his possession. And if thou sell out unto thy neighbor, or buyest out of thy neighbor's hand, you shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years of the fruits he shall sell unto thee." We're going to talk about all of this, but I want to continue on. It says, "And according unto the number of years of the fruits he shall sell unto thee, according to the multitude of years, thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of years, thou shalt diminish the price of it. For according to the number of the years of the fruits does he sell unto you. Ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, for I am the Lord your God. Wherefore ye shall do my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land in safety. And the land shall yield her fruit, and ye shall eat your fill, and dwell therein in safety. And if thou shalt say, What shall we eat in the 7th year? Behold, we shall not sow, nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and you shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And you shall sow the 8th year, and eat the land, and eat yet of old fruit until the 9th year. Until her fruits come in, you shall eat of the old store. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for you were strangers and sojourners with me, and in the land of your possession you shall grant a redemption of the land." Well, it looks like God has a very specific plan for the land. We don't need the ASC government offices. His plan gets things going and keeps the land from being depleted. Now, this is a subject, and I'm going to spend more time on it in tomorrow's show. And I want to explain a little bit about if we follow God's commandment and we keep the land Sabbaths and the Jubilee, the curses do not occur, and we don't end up with Franken food and foodless food and having to do farm aid to save the farms from and getting Willie Nelson involved. This is crazy. We reject God's laws. We shouldn't. If you want to learn more about how not to be a communist, be sure to tune in. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.